Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, Life Outside of Fort Comfort in 2017, and I want to ask, are you willing to step outside of your comfort zone this year to serve Christ in evangelism in ways that you haven't dared before?
It's very rare that this New Year's Day actually falls on a Sunday like it does this year, and so I thought it was a great opportunity for us. And toward that, I'd like to ask you, what kind of year do you think it'll be? What kind of year would you like it to be? You answer me a couple questions here. Do you want our church life as a congregation and your life individually to be ordinary or extraordinary? Would you like it to be keeping all things the same or changing for the better? Would you like retreat or advance? Would you like to live in fear, anxiety, worry, and guilt? Or be an overcomer of all these by the Lord? It's harder to answer that one, right? Yes is the answer. Boring or exciting? Which would you prefer?
Exciting.
Dead or alive?
Alive.
Dull or an adventure?
Adventure?
Well, I'd like to talk with you today about having an exciting adventure year with Christ and see what God would teach us about that in His holy word today. And especially... what do we need to be willing to do to get there? And let's start out just by asking this question. Is this indeed God's will for us? Let's look, first of all, at an extraordinary, ordinary year. What does God really want? You can answer this. We could look at many places, like 1 Peter chapter 2. God says, you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who calls you out of darkness into His marvelous life. Does that sound ordinary to you or extraordinary? Extraordinary it is. Or how about this one? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We read this. We all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into His likeness from one degree of glory to another. Does that sound like keeping all things the same or changing for the better? That's God's will, to change for the better. Or retreat or advance? You answer me. Paul says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Does that sound like a retreat or an advance? Do you want to live in fear, worry, anxiety, and guilt? Or be an overcomer of all these? Think of how the scriptures describe our life. Paul says, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. And in all these things, we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That sounds like an overcomer to me. Dead or alive, Jesus actually speaks against the church in Revelation and says, I know your works. You have the name of being alive, and you're dead. Wake up, He says. He wants a church that's alive, alive. And boring and dull or exciting and adventurous does God want the upcoming year? Well, listen to how He describes it. He says, you are called to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And Christ always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of Him everywhere, leading you in triumph on the increase. Does that sound dull to you and boring? Or that God has your life to be an adventure, and an adventure as a congregation in 2017. What would you say? God wants an adventure life for you in Christ, bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Fabulous. So that's God's will. It's very clear in Scripture that this is what He wants. Not a stagnant pond, church, but a roaring and rushing river full of life. So how do we get there is the next question. How do we get to this life that God has for us, excitement and adventure, which we do have here, but even more in 2017? What do we need to get there? Well, you might think that I'm going to give you the normal stuff, which I always give you. Be in the Word more, pray more, fast, come to church, and those things are all good and certainly helpful toward that. But what I'd like to share with you today is a revelation God's been giving to me recently that's in the Scriptures, but which I hadn't seen before. It was like it was hidden from me, but God has recently opened my eyes to it, and it's just been amazing for my life. Namely, it has to do with our comfort zone. Yes, our comfort zone. And stepping outside of our comfort zone. That's where the life of adventure and increase and victory is really to be found. And you might have thought this was an ordinary Christmas tree back here with ordinary ornaments, but I made this. God says, your comfort zone, Greg, is like a fort in which you're living. See, I haven't got a little American flag here in this fort. If you live in this comfort zone too long, you're going to develop cabin fever. You're going to be afraid of everything outside of the palisades, outside of the wall, everything out here in the great unknown of the wilderness. But if you're a cavalry and you're inside the fort, that's not where your life is. That's not where victories are ever found. Your life is found out in the great unknown in the wilderness, where there's an element of risk out here, an adventure, but guess who's outside of it calling you to it? Jesus Christ, saying, come out of your zone of familiarity, the ordinary, what you've always done. You know, church is always like, we've always done it this way before. This is how it's always done. God's saying it's outside the fort of comfort. Fort Comfort, we'll call it, where you are to find a life of adventure and all these things we just read about in the Scriptures. Excitement, increase, knowledge, courage increasing, victories, fruit bearing, closeness to the Lord. This is all found outside the fort of your comfort zone. Do you have a comfort zone in your life? Do we as a congregation? We all do. Next we need to ask, is this what I'm sharing with you today scriptural, or is it just, am I making this up? Is this really how God operates, that victories are found and excitement and adventure is found outside of your comfort zone, individually and as a congregation? Or is this just Greg making this up? Well, let's take a look at Scripture and see what God teaches us. How has he always worked with his saints? We go back into the Old Testament to our old friend Abraham. Remember, he was very happy, more or less, living in Haran in the Far East. He was very comfortable there. His family was there. All he'd ever known was there. This is all he ever knew. It was his comfort zone. God is going to do something great. What did we read in Genesis 12? And the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And the Scripture says Abraham went out of his fort, basically, not knowing where he was to go. God was going to show him when he got there where it was. And that's amazing. When he left his fort of everything he'd ever known, all that was ordinary, the way it's always been done before, and he went out with the Lord to a place beyond it, that was adventure. He got the blessings of a new land, victory in war, and an inheritance in the Lord. Let's look at another guy, very famous old friend of ours, there, Moses. Now, we read in Exodus 3 that Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. Now, he was a shepherd. Do you know how long he'd been in the wilderness doing this? 40 years. He had a wife. He had a couple little children. Everything was comfortable. He was out in the fresh air every day. All he had to watch over was a couple of sheep. And then God appeared to him one day in a bush, saying, Moses, Moses, who are you? I'm the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Come, I'll send you to Pharaoh, and you'll bring my people out of Egypt. And he was like, whoa, right? In fact, he even rejected it at first. This was way outside of his fort comfort, his comfort zone. God was saying, you got to step out of everything you're doing right now. I have a life for you, Moses, of adventure. And what did he find? Courage to stand up to Pharaoh. Miracles such as had never been seen before, victories in war, and great blessings from the Lord outside, again, of his comfort zone. Can you step outside of your comfort zone this year when the Lord calls you? Will you do it? Think of another guy, Gideon. He was in a very bad comfort zone. In those days, the Midianites were raiding and controlling the property of Israel. And he had a comfort zone, as bad as it was. He was treading out the wheat in the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. And God came and said to him, Gideon, go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. Do I not send you? And he was like, whoa. He also, like Moses, said, well, this is way outside my comfort zone. Who am I to do this? But God called him out, and there he found victory in war and defeated them. And time would fail me to tell you of all the other comfort zones God's taken people out of, such as David when he fought Goliath, Jeremiah, Amos. Paul and Barnabas were very comfortable in a city called Antioch. They would never have had any persecution. But God called them out of that fort, out of their comfort zone, out of what's familiar and ordinary, to go to the furthest corners of the earth to bring the gospel there, with persecutions, but also great closeness and an adventurous intimacy with their Lord and Captain Jesus Christ, such as they'd never have known had they stayed in the fort. And one more, Peter. One night he was on the sea. Picture it. It's dark. The wind is whipping tempests and hurling wind past them at great gusts and squalls. The seas are running high that night with roaring and thunderous waves. And in the darkness out, they see a man walking. It's a ghost, they say, and they're terrified and scared. Jesus says, no, it's I. Don't be afraid. But you know, what did Jesus do at that point? Did he go and get into the boat with him? No, Jesus remained there. He stood outside the gunwales, outside the boats of security. He stood there at some distance on the sea. And he says, Peter, come out. Come over here to me. And Peter stepped over the gunwales of security and comfort, what's safe. And he stepped out after Jesus, and he found adventure and miracle. He walked on the sea. And I want to ask you today, will you step outside of the fort of your comfort zone? We all have different ones. And our congregation, what's familiar, what's ordinary, the way we've always done it. You hear that? The way we've always done it. We've never done it that way before. Will you step, and will we step together into Jesus's world, which is, guess what? Outside in the great unknown wilderness. That's where the Christian life is really lived and found. An increase of courage, increase in fruit, increase in knowledge, increase in treasures, increase in victories is always found outside the fort, not inside of it. What's the trouble with this whole thing, scenario? Do you like going outside your comfort zone? Do people naturally want to go outside what is familiar and ordinary, in which they know and it's familiar? Well, the answer is no. People don't usually like to go outside, nor do congregations. Take, for example, Moses. When he was called to go rescue Israel from Pharaoh, he says, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, Lord, and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? In other words, he gets an excuse. Send somebody else, he says. I don't want to leave my comfort zone, my fort called comfort. Gideon, pray, Lord, how can I deliver Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh. I'm the least in my family. I don't want to leave my fort. Send somebody else. Jeremiah said, ah, Lord God, behold, I don't know how to speak. I'm only a youth. Let me remain here. And even Israel, when God had brought them out of their fort, out of the house of bondage, out of their prison, into the wilderness, through the Red Sea, with Moses, into a great unknown wilderness, with God and adventure with him, they said in Numbers 11, we remember the fish we ate in Egypt for nothing, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, the garlic. But now our strength is dried up and there's nothing at all but this manna to look at. Let's choose a captain and go back to Egypt. Go back, go back, go back to the fort. Go back to the place of security. Even as terrible as it was a prison. Terrible taskmasters, pain. But you know what? That's an interesting thing. When people have had even a terrible experience, if it's familiar, they still want to go back to it, rather than face the fear of the great unknown wilderness that lies before them. But I'll tell you, that's where Christ lives. And he's a going and adventurous God. He calls us out into unknown places with a little bit of risk. He says, that's where you're going to meet me. And that's where we're going to give you victories. So what is the danger for us? Next question. What's the danger for us if we remain in our fort as an individual, you yourself in 2017? Or if we as a congregation want to remain in the fort comfort this year and just keep our defenses and stay there? Well, you're going to miss adventure. You're going to miss excitement. We're going to be dead, boring, dull, lackadaisical, lackluster, same old, keeping things as they were, winnow away, weaken, and miss any possibility of victory. Because that's where it's found, outside the court, outside the temple, outside the fort. Consider, for example, let me give you an earthly example. Any of you go to the gym? Why do you go to the gym? Nobody goes to the gym here? Why? Okay, let's phrase it this way. Why would you, if you did want to go, why would you go to the gym? To purposefully put your muscles outside their comfort zone so that they become strong. If you don't do anything with your muscles, they become flabby, weak, brittle, and breakable, of no use. If you take a bird and he lives forever in his nest and never gets outside of his nest, he can study all the manuals of flight and learn the theory of it. He'll never learn to fly or be a pilot. He's got to be outside the nest to do it. If you have a ship that never leaves port and enters into trade, he'll never gain wealth, but he'll sit at his mooring or at his dock and rot and rust away. If you have a cavalry like this and they just spend all their time inside the fort and never go as an expeditionary task force out into the great unknown wilderness, they'll never have a victory or know the joy of brotherhood in war and adversity forged there, or the closeness of the inspiration of their captain outside in the great wilderness. I'm talking to you today. I'm talking about your individual life and us as a congregation. How many churches do you think live only inside their fort? We don't want to go outside of our comfort zone. This is what we've always done. It's familiar. It's ordinary. We're comfortable in this. What does the Lord have to say about a church like that? Well, you meet that in Scripture. Revelation 3, Jesus speaks to the church at Laodicea saying, I know your works. You're neither cold nor hot. You're just sitting in your fort. You're lukewarm. Because you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. See, Jesus is an adventurous God. He says, come out with me to the great unknown wilderness. Don't sit in here forever. To the church in Sardis, he says, you have the name of being alive and you're dead. Wake up. Get alive. And to the church in Ephesus, he says, I know your works, your toil and your patient endurance. You're a church holding down the fort well, but I have this against you, that you've abandoned the love that you had at first. Repent. You know? Get outside. Find that fresh love and adventure with me again in good service. And how many churches do you think live inside their comfort zones only? How many individual Christians do you? Think of what the percentage might be and what the Lord has to say to it. Jesus says, come on, where's your love of the fight for the right, of risk, of adventure with me, of trust that I'll go with you wherever I call you? And it sort of reminds me, I debated whether to sing this or not, but it kind of reminds me of that old Barry Manilow song. You remind me I live in a shell, safe from the past and doing okay, but not very well. Ugh. Imagine a church like this. No jolts, no surprises. No crisis arises, my life goes along as it should. It's all very nice, but not very good. Yeah. Jesus says, are you ready to take a chance again? Ready to put your love on the line with me? If you're living with nothing to show for it, you'll get what you get when you go for it. And we say, Lord, I'm ready to take a chance again with you. Amen? Would you do that this year?
Yes, sir.
What is there to be found outside the fort comfort for us as a congregation or as an individual? What are the advantages? Well, muscles at the gym become strong. The bird outside the nest learns to fly. The ship outside the port engages in trade and becomes wealthy. The cavalry and outside the fort gains victories, brotherhood, and the inspiration of a captain. And a Christian church outside Fort Comfort will find an increase in your courage. Would you like that this year? An increase in your knowledge, an increase in your love, an excitement, and an adventure about the Christian life that makes you tingle with joy and godly adrenaline. Wouldn't you love that? The inspiration of your captain, knowing him closer than ever before, and each other, brothers, in adversity.
Amen.
I can tell you something. I've had a lot of wrestlings with fear through my life, and God's helped me through them. And you can learn about studying how to overcome fear in a book, but you're never going to learn it only in a book. You've got to study outside the fort of comfort. That's the place where courage occurs in your heart and grows. When I was young, and I was younger, and I was on the Spirit of Massachusetts, a two-masted schooner down there in the Caribbean, I was given the whole command of the ship when the captain went to sleep, and I was the watch officer. I remember one of the first times this happened, it was night, and there was a hurling wind. Various squalls were passing by. Everybody, there was the only watch officer. The captain was asleep. I had command of a bunch of high school students who didn't really know how to sail. And there I was, the captain stepped below, and the whole ship was mine. Anything that happened would be me. And there are these huge, dark, looming sails filling with wind. The boat's leaning over, the rails going into the sea on the leeward side of the ship. And I'm having to navigate, passing by various Caribbean islands down for the 4 hours of my watch. And at first, I'll tell you, I was terrified. I was self-doubt. I was feeling scared. But as the watches went on, I learned, you know, I can do this. I am doing this. I can do this. God was putting me outside my comfort zone. And outside the fort, I was learning, I can do this. I can. I'm actually enjoying this. This is kind of exciting, and I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. But you know what? That could not be learned inside my fort of comfort in a book. I had to be outside, and that's where God teaches and leads his people, both in Christian churchy things and in your regular life, which is also Christian. It's outside the fort of comfort that you grow in courage, grow in your relationship with the Lord. Does that mean you can never live inside your fort? That you can never return to comfort zone? No. We live in there at times. The cavalry has to return to replenish and resupply and rearm. The bird has to return to his nest, but he doesn't want to live in his nest. The ship has to return to port for repairs and resupply, but it doesn't live in the port. You can come back to your comfort zone, but don't this year live in your comfort zone. Get out. Jesus stands out. This is where I live, he says. Come out and adventure with me. I've got great things for you, Christ Lutheran, and great things for you as an individual. There beyond the fort of comfort, Moses stood up to Pharaoh with fresh courage and led the people of Israel out of Egypt to freedom. There beyond the fort of comfort, Israel gained the promised land and conquered in great victories in the days of Joshua. There beyond the fort of comfort, David bested Goliath. There beyond the fort of comfort, Gideon with 300 men bested 30,000 when he blew the trumpet. There beyond the fort of comfort of Antioch, that comfortable city, Paul and Barnabas departed and carried the gospel to the four corners of the earth. There beyond the fort of comfort, beyond the boat of security, beyond the gunnels of Peter's safety, he stepped onto the sea, into the darkness, into the wind, into the raging waves, to Jesus, with Jesus, and there he found he could walk upon the sea, outside of his comfort zone, outside of the boat. And there's the place where you're going to meet the best relationship with each other. There was a documentary I saw on soldiers in Afghanistan in the hardest fighting, and the guy came back and said, I have closeness with my brothers in battle more than my family. Because I share blood with my family, but I spilt my blood with these men. If you want to have closeness that you've never dreamed of with each other this year, step outside the comfort zone together with the Lord. And you're never going to know the Lord closer than when you step out here with him. Because that's where he says, I will meet you and we'll go on together from here. And I'm going to show you great victories. Which always reminds me of that St. Christmas Day speech from King Richard, which I would take and put into the words of Jesus, where he says to you, he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition. And the gentlemen in England, now abed, shall think themselves accursed that they were not here. And they shall hold their manhoods cheap, while any speaks that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day. You will never know the inspiration of your captain better than when you step outside your comfort zone this year, in whatever he calls you. So how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, there's going to be a lot of ways. I'm going to challenge us this year, and the Lord will challenge you individually. The exciting part is we don't know, necessarily. If I told you now, it'd be comfortable. I'll keep you in suspense, and the Lord keeps us in suspense, but he's calling us out this year in evangelism. When I call you, charge you, encourage you, blow the bugle to invite people to church or to speak Christ's name or to share a scripture, little by little, your courage will increase. Or in relationships, to reach out and to heal a wound in your families, to rebuke a sin, to confess, to extend forgiveness where it might even feel awkward. In your jobs, to take on a new venture that you didn't imagine you could do before. The Lord calls you out and you step out and risk with him. And my aim this year is to give you a challenge, maybe even every week in the bulletin, something that will just push a little, not necessarily go to Timbuktu, push out into the forest, push out into the hills, into these distant mountains, little by little. Let's just get out, because God has, that's always the way he works with his people, to a great adventure. But my big point today in closing here is this: don't be afraid of it. See, people are always afraid to get outside their comfort zones. Don't be afraid of it, because who's waiting for you outside your comfort zone is Jesus. That's where he lives. That's where he runs. That's where he marches in war. That's where he calls you out. He says, you go out with me. I'm going to show you great victories. Anytime you're called out of your comfort zone this year, don't be afraid of it, because that's, you just got to say, that's fantastic, because that's where I'm going to grow. That's where I'm going to gain courage, even if it's scary. That's where I'm going to increase in joy and brotherhood and the inspiration of our captain. That's where I'm going to find victory. I'm not afraid. I run to it, Jesus. I step out with you. And finally, then, let's be thankful today that we have a God, a Jesus, who is a going God, who lives in adventure. Because he had heaven, which was the ultimate place of comfort, no more comfortable place than that. He stepped out of it, came all the way down into a world that was dark, infested with the enemy, took on a very weak body of flesh, which could get hungry and cold, and he spilled his blood on the cross. He died a very terrible death for us, but by these things outside of his comfort zone, he got the ultimate victory and won for us eternal salvation. And still today, he calls us out with him, as we read in the scriptures, since Jesus suffered outside the gate, outside the camp, to sanctify the people through his own blood, therefore, let us go forth to him outside the camp. And the good word is God in Christ always leads us in triumph and through us spreads the knowledge of him everywhere. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Life Outside of Fort Comfort. I'm Art Hansen speaking for Pastor Greg Lucier. And if you're looking for a church home, or if you'd like to stop by and just visit, our services are 8 and 11 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And we're in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center on Highway A1A. Thanks for tuning in, and have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul. And God bless you.